USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Elk Fire near California's Yosemite National Park in the center of the state forced thousands more people to evacuate on Monday. Emmanuel Chavez is with CAL FIRE.
The challenges out there are terrain, like you mentioned, but also weather, the wind, and the dryness of the vegetation.
The Elk Fire in Mariposa County, where a state of emergency has been declared, is now California's biggest fire this season. President Trump is going back to Washington and returning to the nation's capital on Tuesday, marking his first visit to the city since leaving office. Trump will deliver the keynote address at a summit held by the America First Policy Institute. AFPI's leaders have said the America First Agenda Summit will focus on the Republican Party's plans to combat inflation and improve the U.S. immigration system if they can regain the House and Senate come November. USA Radio News.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said your receding hairline or bald spot, Keeps can help you change that. Keeps has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keeps physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keeps.com/Doug Steffen for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Doug Steffen. Keeps.com/Doug Steffen.
A Dallas police officer engaged with and disabled a female shooter who allegedly opened fire near a ticket counter at Love Field Airport on Monday. Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia explains what happened.
A 37-year-old woman gets dropped off, goes inside near the ticket counters in front of Southwest, goes at one point into a restroom, exits the restroom. Now she's either put some sort of hoodie on or some other different type of clothing that she had when she walked in. At some point, simultaneously, one of our officers is in the area. She produces a handgun and begins firing. At this point, we don't know where exactly the individual was aiming. For the most of what we're seeing now, she was aiming at the ceiling. Simultaneously, as she's doing that, our officer engages the suspect, strikes her in the lower extremities. She's taken into custody and is currently at Parkland Hospital.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
With some colleges in America outrageously priced, we can't forget going to college is great nourishment for the mind. But how about getting paid to go to school? A new Catholic college trade school in Ohio opening next year is going to be doing just that. Jacob Ebaum from the College of St. Joseph the Worker on Fox News.
What's a good alternative? And so our minds went to the skilled trades, not only because Jesus Christ came down and served most years of his life at a carpenter's bench. And so there's something actually quite fitting about a Catholic school recognizing the humanity in the trades. But also the fact that these are financially robust careers and the fact that someone gets paid to train in them. So we began to set a model together to see if we could ensure that a student would graduate financially net positive instead of up for their eyeballs in debt.
A meteor that lit up the sky over Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Texas set off a sonic boom Sunday night in Texas. People in the towns between Austin and Houston reported hearing what sounded like a loud explosion. Security cameras in Austin, Dallas, Texas, and San Antonio recorded the fireball racing across the sky. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Lance Pride, USA Radio News.